Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Starting from the very beginning. My name's Alaska, what's yours?
Hi, I'm Willem.
Usually you sing the song, but since the Emmy nom, you haven't. Things have really changed.
I forgot because I was reading it off the outline and I don't know it by now, and I wasn't like on the camera view yet. I still don't have a hang of these Zooms, bitch.
Leave meeting.
Yeah, that's the only part I'm good at.
Yes. Well, this is the beginning of the record of your life.
Of the record your life.
Hold on and over.
There is a special announcement in the kingdom.
Intel.
Special announcement.
This is breaking news. We're your weather girls.
I got news for you.
All you lonely girls, leave those umbrellas at home. June 1st, it's coming up very soon, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Gird your loins and mark your calendars, because we are coming with the first ever Race Chaser live stream.
You can get tickets at racechasertickets.com right now.
Yes, Yes, we wanted to do something a little bit special. It's the finale episode. We're going to be recording the episode anyway, so you get to have an exclusive ringside seat to watching us record the podcast.
Now, you can wear whatever you want, but an updo is required.
Yes.
Updo.
And ticket sales are going to benefit Project Q in LA, and that supports LGBTQIA youth, and they offer services like delivering food and hygiene boxes to queer folks and low-income families. And so some of your money is going to help them, because we didn't want to be greedy little pig queens.
Yes. So just go on over to racechasertickets.com. The tickets are moving really fast, but the more tickets we sell, the more money we're raising for a really good cause. So go over to racechasertickets.com and check it out. I'm really looking forward to it. Finally, I mean, people can see us in full drag doing the podcast, which is, I mean, it's sort of pointless, but we do get in drag each time.
It's not pointless. I mean, I feel a certain way, for
sure.
Certain
type of way?
Yeah, and I just feel like I need to be present in, you know, a unit of some sort, or like a weft at least, some sort of accoutrement. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're the type of girls, we do change our voice in drag. I mean, we do. We change our voice when we're in drag.
I swallow a big old pill.
Hello.
Now, so racechasertickets.com, June 1st. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be great. Now, last week, we went to Vegas, kind of.
By proxy, for sure.
Just the mirror, just the mirror and me. Oh. The Divas performed a winter medley of songs, as well as original rap verses. They walked their runway in their best eleganza. Extravaganza.
And Crystal and Jackie were the lip syncers, and Jackie got the chop, and Sherry is disqualified. So that makes our top three: Gigi Good, Crystal Method, and Jada Essence Hall.
Yes, God. A lovely final three.
Honestly, the most talented since six, for sure. I mean,
wow.
They're just all like triple threats. They're all killing it.
Yeah. So this is this episode is entitled Together Alone. Is that what it is?
Yeah. They did a spoof on Alone the Shady Together. Bunch.
Oh.
I think. What's Alone Together? Oh, Alone Together is like the thing that they've been saying on billboards or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. And yes, the Shady Bunch with Porkchop Parker as Alice, which was my favorite part of the whole bit. I thought the opening song was very witty. It was funny.
So good.
The girls fucking turned it performing it. It was really cute and funny. I hope they do that. I hope they do that for future seasons, because that was really fucking good.
Honestly, this was my favorite reunion probably ever, other than mine, because it cut out all the bullshit.
Yes.
RuPaul controlled every single question. It was all the stuff we wanted them to talk about, all the bullshit. Yeah. We wanted to get them stewing up again and fighting and their feathers being fluffed and shit. And they did that. And it was an entertaining episode. I can't wait to talk about it with everybody.
Why? Okay,
why isn't RuPaul in drag?
Who chose the face bikini?
I think RuPaul chooses everything that goes on him. I do know that blue turquoise latex mask is a Slick It Up mask, friend of the pod. But I don't know if it was supposed to be one of those things that like old school celebs used to sleep in to keep their faces firm at night. But it came off as like, remember when Aquaria did that Lucha Libre look? And it was like, that's what you order and then that's what you get. And it was like, Aquaria was that's what you order and Rue was that's what you get. I didn't love it, but it's her show, so, you know.
Well, I say, I mean, go off, like, go for it. Like, I love bold fashion statements, but was there a joke? Maybe I missed it, but was there a joke or an explanation as to
No,
why?
RuPaul just does what she wants.
If there was a joke or like a line that just sort of addressed the bizarre elephant in the room that was the thing on her face, just a joke about like, well, they say you have to wear a mask at all times. That's what I'm doing. You know, just like something, because maybe there's like a practical reason. Maybe his hair is grown in all crazy or something. So he wanted to like.
I have the practical reason. I mean, it's the one like sitting right in front of us. No way that RuPaul could make himself look how other people make him look. He hasn't been responsible for what we've seen as a public for most of his career. You know, he hasn't been behind the brush. He hasn't been behind the hair, and he hasn't been behind the wardrobe. You know, none of those things. So for him to try to do that at home and then to be broadcast nationally, if that was me, I'd be like, I'm getting in. Boy, you're not getting any of this, because I wouldn't want someone to see me on a Zoom, on whatever camera they have. You know, it's not going to be as good as the studio, and everybody's going to be like, oh, she did herself. You know, so we're never going to be happy with RuPaul out of drag. But even if it's for his own reasons, I understand them for once.
I have no problem with him being out of drag. I didn't expect for one second that he would be in drag.
Why not?
It would be irresponsible.
Hoped. How?
No, it would be irresponsible because he would have to have a team in with him, and that's very close
quarters.
Well,
that comes back to the practical. He chose it.
So, like, I was in no way expecting RuPaul to be in drag for this, but why a perplexing blue mask that isn't explained? It just seemed
elephant in the room. There was never a joke about it at all. Yeah.
Which now, you know, I guess it's become its own thing. I went ahead and took the liberty of replicating the look, because I love replicating iconic things.
Mm-hmm. I did see when you accepted your PEG Stage It Award, one of the many awards that you accepted. Season of the Awards, that you had. I was like, that's not her house. And then I was like, wait, that's the RuPaul house. So Come clean. Are you quarantining with RuPaul Charles? RuPaul
I
Andre Charles?
I confess, okay? It's me, Jeremy, and Ru.
You are on the rack, the RuPaul Andre Charles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That blue face mask is hanging in the bathroom just drying because it's a hand wash only garment.
She does say, grab your mask and your mascara, so maybe that's how she justified like wearing a mask. You know, okay.
That's the only thing she says that is mask.
If well, I was a judge on the show, I would say it missed the mark. It was confusing. It took me out of it. It missed the mark. But speaking of not missing the mark, the girls looked fucking amazing.
The girls
really
looked
to say.
Sickening.
Yeah.
Dahlia, beat and beautiful.
Just.
And just refreshingly honest.
Yeah, Dahlia with that, the makeup was stunning with that just hint of blue in the center.
That. Who did she? Fierce. She was like a leather Playboy bunny, but like in white, kind of, right? Was that her?
Yeah, sort of Bram Stoker Dracula hair.
And that clap back. Who did she clap back against where she said something? Well, I got more episodes than you in that broccoli.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, I lived. I was like, that's exact. So good. But who's your favorite PJ party look, would you say?
I gotta go with Jan. I mean, Jan really, really crushed it.
Oh, see, because I thought you were gonna be a Heidi because of that bow on her head.
No, she looked gorgeous, but the prompt was it's the slumber party. So it's like, so I think the people who leaned into that, like Jada did like the whole like
the Victor
pillow,
Roth.
The Courtney Act pillow talk moment. Mm-hmm. Which I'm pretty sure Courtney Act invented. I don't know who these Victor and Rolf people are, but they clearly stole it.
Probably
from
fags that used to backup dance for her. You know.
Yeah.
She definitely. Probably started them. She's Courtney.
But I love the people who leaned into the slumber party look.
Yeah.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
All right,
okay.
We're back.
So I have a little bit of trivia. Britta was at her parents in Maine because of her asthma, and she didn't bring her kit with her at all. So when they found out that they were going to be filming the reunion and stuff, they had this makeup artist named Norvina from LA, like, color match her and then send her a whole kit to Maine. And she looked great.
She looked really good.
Yeah, I follow Norvina, and she was saying it was. She was nervous and everything, but she did a wonderful job.
Norvina runs on Anastasia Beverly Hills.
Does
right?
she? I don't really know.
Yeah, I think she's like the head bitch in charge there.
You would think that the bitch named Anastasia is in charge there.
Lady Anastasia
Beverly Hills. So the New York City queens get like the first little grouping, and it's Jan, Jackie, Nikki, and Britta. And do you think Dahlia's high? She was talking about
weed. Some people are just they're on cannabis, but they just like function normally. I'm not one of those people. It would be really apparent. Because I'd be red in the face and unable to form sentences.
Got it.
If I was stoned, my eyes would be just beat red. But some girls can just look and act great on weed. I don't know if she was.
Norvina is Anastasia's daughter, and she runs the company now. She herself is worth $20 million, sending Britta a care package.
Work, Tina. Work. Aiden is bedroom cleaning about.
She got more hair, girl. Yes. She got all the hats.
I thought it was funny set dressing that she did, like the mini mm-hmm. wig on each of the heads. But I wanted her to wear the actual fucking, I wanted her to wear the pussycat.
She said, these are my things. I have multiple hats.
I'm glad she incorporated it in the background if she wasn't going to wear it.
Yeah.
Heidi.
Girl, opulent.
Looking so beautiful.
Cream, champagne, brocade, bow, boudoir fantasy thing. It feels really good. She killed
thousands
it.
Of lashes, tops mm-hmm. and bottoms.
Yeah, salute for sure.
Crystal and Widow are in Missouri. I hear they have great pool parties there. Gigi's in Los Angeles. Rockham is in San Francisco. And he said that he masturbated so much that his meat, it has jerkied.
Mm-hmm.
Jada, we've seen it. We know.
We know. We were very appreciative. Jada's in Milwaukee right now. And I just saw her on the Milwaukee News or something. I was just watching. I'm so happy for her doing drag.
I know. She's a girl. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it do take nerve to flatten the curve. Can I tell you that I invented this saying?
Really?
I said it in the very first Bitch Put In digital drag show right after quarantine happened. I did a song called Sanitizer, which is a parody of Britney Spears' Womanizer. And one of the lines in it was, it do take nerve to flatten the curve. So I'm not saying that, I'm just saying good minds think alike.
Girl, well, you don't have to say it. I'll say it. It's obvious that the writers are watching everything that everybody else is watching. And when the script was put together, they rhymed that too.
Yeah.
Who knows where they
Thank
got
you.
It. But and girl, Dipper everybody was watching that.
Dipper also has a hit song called Flatten the Curve, but not that ass.
Yeah, just a good motto to live by.
When did that drop, Dip?
I put that out with a friend of mine. She posted a little like her singing Flatten the Curve but not that ass, and I thought it was so funny. I was like, I'm gonna remix it and write a verse. So we did it a couple weeks ago.
Spit is it gonna be in your listening party tomorrow?
No, the listening party is literally tonight when this comes out, and it's for my new EP called the Ham and Cheese EP.
Congratulations.
But you know, maybe we'll end the listening party with Flatten the Curve because we got to keep doing it.
Oh,
please.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it could be Rainbow Spotlight too on our ancillary satellite podcast, Talk Oss.
Yeah.
Just so much cross promotion. That's all we're doing.
Girl, have I told you about Helix mattresses too?
And Emmy nominations.
There we go.
Now, we get to talk to some of the divas. There are some bombshell revelations. Heidi reveals that she had anger management classes after getting severely bullied as a child. And the classes helped her live her life seeing more joy and funneling her energy into positive things, which that's great. I bet there's tools that apply to everybody in a class like that.
You know, when you see someone doing so well and you hear like their backstory and then you're like, oh my God, you get even more happy for them. I was feeling that way. And then Heidi told Rue that she's going to keep her name. She said it's for her fans because they're her closet cases and they want her to keep it. And she was explaining it to Rue, and Rue said, that's a mistake. And it was just one of the, it's one of those things where we're like, we realize that you've been saying that all season, but at a certain point, like, it's, you know, like if someone told RuPaul not to keep her name, it's her name. Right. Let the bitch live.
Yeah. She,
like, Rue's going to remember it in a year anyway.
Oh my gosh. Wow. She was so, she was so, like, nervous telling RuPaul. She was like, so, well, my fans, really, it was so cute watching. It reminded me of, like, in Sister Act 2 when Lauryn Hill really wants to go to the music
Oh, when she concert. Comes to Cheryl Lee Ralph, and Cheryl Lee Ralph is like, no, your father was a musician.
Yeah.
All that. It Bitch, I love that. Some Cheryl Lee Ralph divas it simply singing.
Very- It was very that.
I watched Moesha for Cheryl Lee Ralph, not Brandy.
We get some words with Nikki Doll.
Ooh, and she was gorgeous. She looked like that Dior ad with Charlize Theron, just dripping in gold. And nobody was sleeping in that, so I don't know what she thought. She said, oh, I will just wear these two bid.
Yeah.
She looked beautiful, and she got to talk about doing the SNL gig with Pete Davidson and painting him last minute. Which
that's pretty major.
Yeah, all the girls. I like Rue seeing like who's got the talents, and let me try her out. You know,
yeah,
because I'm sure she's always hiring.
Because these are good opportunities, and it's one of the doors, one of the many doors that Drag Race opens for ladies who drag.
Girl, Delta got an Emmy. Mayhem's doing makeup. She did Raven on The View. I guess she posted about it. So like all these girls are being seen for their skills on their own faces, and they're like, how about you come paint me, bitch?
Yeah.
Smart. But Nikki doesn't know who Pepe Le Pew is, I guess. Have people been memeing her or something or comparing
Probably
her to Pepe?
Probably because it's this French stereotypical cartoon character that sort of a lot of people grew up with.
A skunky Lothario.
Yeah.
Jackie has this whole little clip package of bossing the other queens around and like manipulating things and like saying all the right things, even if you know the answer to it. Like the whole like, well, do you mind going last? Because if you do, say it now. It's like, you know, like all that. It's not the most amazing clip package, but
Jada sums it up perfectly. She was like, I just didn't realize we would be working with a producer who is also competing against us. It sums it up perfectly.
Honestly, you could see her in her head the whole season.
Yeah. And yeah. Jackie, you know, she's assertive. She's well-spoken. And she is fucking bossy and is a leader. And so I don't know. I think that speaks to why she stayed around as long as she did. Challenge wins or not, I think the producers probably really liked having her around because she was fucking helping produce everybody. So, you know,
can I talk about something that's not necessarily related to this episode, but. Pearl had posted something where Michelle and RuPaul were talking about them, Pearl, on their podcast. And RuPaul said at one point something about, oh, I put on my producer hat. Pearl was a cute boy. We should keep him around, all that stuff. I think some of the same things applied to Jackie because he is such a handsome man that they definitely probably wanted to keep him around for sure.
Yeah, and, I mean, sure.
For whatever reason, I'm glad he was there and doing his thing. But the best part about this package was Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin doing
so
their little
nice.
Shout out. So cute.
So cute.
Worshiping
I
the dolls.
I love Lisa Rinna. She kicked me out of a dressing room once.
Why? Sharknado?
No, I was so... I mean, she didn't kick me out, but her people did. Like, we were doing some event, some promotional event in New York, and I had just won All Stars or whatever. Maybe.
Famous.
Maybe I hadn't. But I was, like, in the dressing room and, like, getting ready to do the thing. And then, like, her people came ahead of time, and they were like, oh, yeah, we need this space for Lisa. So I was like, okay, fierce. So I threw a tantrum and I left and I had to go walk around the block. And then I came back and then I was as nice as peaches to Ms. Rinna.
How wonderful.
She's
camp.
Real people. She's a real person. So she needs the dressing room.
Oh. Wow.
She's not a mental defective cross dresser. Like,
oh, she's a lady celebrity.
Yeah, she's not a real person.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
I was so pissed at the time. I was like, look at Instagram. Look who has fucking twice as the followers as her. Oh, me, bitch. And I'm getting kicked out of the dressing room. I have actual stuff. She didn't even have, like, I'm in drag. I have, like, things that I actually need a space in the dressing room.
Why didn't you just stay in there?
I hate that. I fucking hate that.
I would have stayed in there untucked, spread my legs on the couch, and when she came in and been like, hi, do you need some counter space?
I know. And the thing is, she was really nice, but it's just that, like, Hollywood thing.
Her faggot team, though, probably.
Drag queens are not people, and we are expected to be our entire team in one and get paid less and expected to do way more. Whatever, that's an issue for hot goss.
That's so upsetting.
All true. RuPaul is nice enough to close out Jackie's segment with, let me tell you something I've never been able to say before. Congratulations. You are the winner of this week's challenge.
Shady bitch.
I don't think that will count as a win in the RuPaul wiki.
Yeah, no, probably not.
No, but those 3 mini challenges, those are getting you halfway across the river already. Love
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. RuPaul says, Aiden, you have so many personalities. Why the one wig?
Shady bitch.
She's like, I have multiple hats behind me. You can see in shades of black and noir.
That's why you just own it. I was super miffed that she wasn't wearing it for this reunion or do a reveal and show
all three of them, or like have like 3 or 4 of them on where you keep pulling them off.
Monet, like, exchanging about.
Girl, I love wigs.
I do too. And yeah, I mean, a lot of the girls are plucked about this nap that Aiden took, which I don't even remember the nap. It's so funny what the things the girls fixate on.
Well, you don't remember the nap, but you remember how shitty the outfit was, because the outfit was a black corset with some ding-dong balls like glued to it. And honestly, the other girls were worrisome about her look because they figured it would be in the bottom. And then that week when she wasn't in the bottom, we were all gagged because if I'm remembering correctly.
That was a big deal.
So that's why they're bringing it up again, because they want to stir up all those emotions, which is the reason they didn't put him in the bottom in the first place, to get these girls stirred up. So they're talking about the stirring up, which they manufactured, basically, and allowed to happen so they could have stuff to talk about on the reunion. And it's amazing, because this is a point where the reunion gets, like, snippy. And, like, Britta's going on, Britta's having to, like, account for how she was portrayed on television. And that's, like, Britta, I think, was really well-spoken this whole time, you know? And I can't imagine being in her shoes. She probably wasn't wearing shoes, actually. She was in Maine.
Well, she, you know, she feels shitty about how she came across on TV. And, Jan and Jackie jump in to just like let people know like how astounding and wonderful of a person Britta is, which I know Britta as well, and I know that she is. So sometimes you get in a competitive space and parts of your personality come out, and there's fucking 8 cameras on you at the same time. And I completely understand. Not that I've ever gone through anything like that myself, but
having Jan as a character witness with just that story about the first time they met was really, it showed the audience at home that maybe don't judge her on just what you're allowed to be shown, you know?
Yeah.
They kind of make up or whatever. There's no Heather necklace, but it seems like this will definitely be rehashed later on All Stars, because they're definitely going to bring back Britta for sure.
Yeah.
If only just to Fifi her, because they'll get her again if she goes back.
They'll get her again. I feel like they were getting her on this reunion too.
Girl, they done got her.
It's like, give her like literally a break, please.
Yeah.
Tuck inspection.
This was really cute. So I'd say half and half, maybe. We're tucked, some weren't.
Girl, it's the apocalypse. If you think I'm putting on pads, tights, tucking, high heels, you have another fucking thing coming. Absolutely not.
When's the last time you wore a nail?
Not during fucking quarantina. So it's been a few months.
We'll check your wigs. We're going to take a break.
I'm going to sneak into your house and cut your fucking wigs up at night.
Can we get security?
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're listening to WQUR, Queer Quarantine Radio.
Peaches and Ben and Jinx's Major's radio show. It's really good. It's on Patreon, right?
It's on Spotify. I told them you can become a Patreon sponsor.
I
texted Jinx the other night. I was like, will you write me a bit part? I want to play like a waiter with two lines. Like, I don't even want like a juicy role. I want a very ancillary side character. Like, I want to be like, your agent is on the phone. He just has to speak with you. That's it.
Well, we can just clip that and send it to them and tell them to write it.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
If you need something to listen to, definitely check it out. It's definitely cool. The most uncomfortable part about this reunion for me was when I didn't know if Rock was seriously asking why he wasn't the orange or the apple again.
No, that was a joke.
Was it? Because she made it seem like it wasn't a joke. I would watch it. Was it?
It was a joke.
I think she was really asking and she wanted to know.
I think she's just a good actor. I thought I read it as a joke.
Well,
if you're still look, because it's like saying, well, I should have been Black China.
Well, girl, I mean, she did it on the reunion too. That's why I don't put it past a girl. Remember?
It's very funny the things that the girls are hung up on. Like Nikki Doll was still like
the baby.
She was still hung up about everyone saying her name on the runway. You don't forget something like that. I bet it felt like a fucking betrayal.
Oh, girl, a knife every
shook
time.
Her. Yes. But she was like, well, then why'd you say my name? Like, just like still very, very scarred by that moment. Understandably.
She was plucked, and who knows if the hair will ever grow back.
Don't you think Rock was really more like vocal and got more jokes and lines in?
Yeah, they definitely he's one of the funnier people, and he's one of the he's very quippy, and I really liked everything that the interview talked about. It let me know a lot more about Rock and made me appreciate his drag even more. But I do think he was serious about that apple or orange. Girl, she was still feeling it. It would have changed the whole course of the whole show in history, honestly. And that's probably what he goes to bed every night thinking about. Because, girl, I've had those moments.
You know what, Rockham, if you're listening, it wasn't your year, but you know what?
They'll bring you back your cute boy.
Right, and the fans adore her. And she has so much more to show. So it's almost better that it's almost a blessing that she, you know.
More episodes of TV.
Right. She got a great showing. The fans are ready for more of her. And I have a feeling
sailing. We haven't seen. You haven't seen the last rock.
Oh no. Arendelle.
Freel, covered in cotton balls.
I like that Rock says that he's been bolstering himself with the fans and he feels more confident in drag now.
Yes.
The fans have honestly like been like the only people to do drag for, you know? Like we're just like on our social medias and TVs, and so I like that someone actually took the time to thank all the people listening and watching all these drag queens behind their phones and laptops.
Yeah, definitely. She also touches upon her mom and that her mom is sober now and has watched the show, and they've been working on their relationship and they're in a way better place than they were, which is great. That mm-hmm. is the power of Drag Race, and I'm not being facetious. I really mean it.
For sure. Widow is talking about how she hid behind her drag character and that she realized that through doing the show and watching herself on it that she hadn't done all like the emotional work on herself outside of like her character Widow. So that's one of the reasons she attributes her not opening up to people on the show and for her self-sabotaging and stuff.
Yeah.
I did notice when she would get real quiet when she wasn't happy with something and it looked right. like she was internalizing whatever had just happened. But I figured that could also be the edit, but I guess she was kind of like, you know, a lone shark in the competition.
Yeah. And overall, she had a really great showing. I mean, her looks were outstanding. She's
girls won a challenge. She should be happy with her showing on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. She's yes. very talented. She has fucking music coming out. So like keep an eye on Miss Widow Von Du.
Yes, bitch, she might be.
But Jan, why were you crying so much?
Why are you crying?
Tell us the truth. Tell us the truth. We want to know.
Why do you think Jan was crying?
Well, she explains it. She was like, yeah, I was sad about Britta, but really I was just, the girls all clocked it, but I was upset because, and she knew, she saw the writing on the wall. She was like, well, we're at this point in the competition. Mm-hmm. This was the fucking singing extravaganza.
That was the one she would have won. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't win. So it was a huge blow to her. And she was seeing the writing on the wall and fucking she was crying.
Yeah. I when girls lose stuff, I don't like crying. I like anger. Like I like that one gif of that bitch coming up behind the girl in the crown and snatching it off. That one, that angry bitch, she looks Argentinian or something mean.
I know the one.
Girl, that one. I don't like tears. I like anger.
Well, yes. And anger plays really well on reality TV, too. So either way you go. But Jan had a great, this was a great little Jan segment.
Yeah, smart, funny, cute. And they take us to commercial with Jan's audition tape, which was Call Me Mother, which she did as Kris Jenner, which is why I think they wanted her to do that for Snatch Game, because it was great. But I definitely think her Snatch Game choice was the right choice still.
Yeah, I agree. And she got to sing a little bit. This was a great Jan moment.
Yeah, totally. So we are going to toot and boot some of the looks along with the girls from season 12 Pajama Party Reunion. Again, we've referenced this earlier, but we'll talk about it again because we must. It's Aiden's balls to the wall look, which is black and white nap time. Tutor boot.
It's a boot.
It's a thigh high boot, which may even be connected to a chap, actually.
It's a dispute. There are some deep disputes. What about Jada's balls to the wall, the white balls?
Oh, that was Bubble Bath Princess, right?
Yes.
Oh, Bubble Bath Princess. That's a shoot.
It's a deep, yeah. Salute. Crystal as Freddy Krueger.
Shoot.
Love it.
That was my. I mean, if that was my favorite outfit of the season.
If you keep using the shoe, it devalues it, but it's fine if you want to shoot everyone. Britta's cape look. it was like the red. The cape was like a very sheer, thin cape. I thought she looked fucking sickening.
Yeah, too.
Shoot.
Okay, what about Gigi's baby blue and pink prom shoot. Dress look.
Double shoot. And Heidi's Michelle Visage.
Wait a second. What is that artifact you're showing us?
What are you talking about?
Oh, are those the actual shoes?
Yes.
Wow, artifact.
Legacy pump.
Leprosy print.
I think Gigi's baby blue and pink prom dress look was a total shoot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I agree.
What about Heidi's Michelle Visage look with the red hair and the red vinyl and the marabou?
Oh, I thought they were talking about the Crystal. Capelet.
Yeah, Crystal was in the red.
Oh, well, the outline says Heidi. How unfortunate.
Yes, Heidi was in the, remember the
Michelle Visage with the ball hair?
I don't remember that.
Squished. It wasn't super remarkable. It wasn't very close to the recreation.
I want to talk about Crystal's outfit. No.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Right. You always want to change the subject, Crystal.
I'm going to let that hang right there.
Dinner with friends, how quickly the subject turns to Crystal.
Wow. I don't like Michelle's or Heidi's Michelle Visage look. I'm not a fan of that. Now I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I didn't think it was good. Jackie says, Britta's cape look, I bet we will be able to go to Folsom together in that look, probably with Rock in the future, which was a very funny dig at Rock's picture of him getting blown at Folsom.
Should we all be so lucky? Come on. She looked great. She was having a good time. That's what you do at Folsom. So anyone who's shocked or scandalized by this video, I'm sorry. No, I'm actually not sorry at all.
Many will be surprised to learn that I've never got my dick sucked at Folsom. I've sucked a dick, though.
Yes,
girl, right near that subway stop on Castro.
Yeah, that's what Folsom is for. And sometimes, this might be shocking, but sometimes drag queens have sex lives that exist.
Unpaid personal time. Or actually, it can't be paid. We got a clock by the bed, too, sometimes.
A coin slot.
Put the coin on the dress. Jackie has done the ultimate troll fantasy and went and bought Michelle Visage's Poshmark look that Michelle wore that Heidi replicated for Heidi.
Poshmark is where you put your like designer clothes up for sale after having worn them, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of celebrities do it. Michelle does it, and
the
only part of this that I didn't like was that it made me realize we don't have any Michelle for this episode.
I know.
Yeah, which usually she's good for a chuckle or two. So like, I missed her.
But she has a new show called How's Your Head On?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's in the UK.
Cool.
Were you a fan of the reading segment? I thought some of them really were funny.
Yeah, this was when the audience could probably tell, okay, Britta is really quick and really funny because she shut the show down with that joke. When she said, Dahlia, you sure do talk a big game for someone who came in 13th in a 12-person competition.
Girl,
shut the sound system off because the mics all dropped, all of them.
Britta also said, Aiden, I'm really sorry how I treated you all season, but I was just preparing you for how Patricia Quinn would treat you after the Snatch Game.
Being exposed as a fibber on international television
is not a rare thrilling moment
for the audience. Crystal said, Jan, do you have a condom I can borrow? I know you're always safe.
Damn. And this widow read, I mean, this is a classic
old
read.
School.
She says, Crystal Method, you are the prettiest girl on the planet. Of the eight. And that was...
is.
The reading,
is fundamental.
From the sleepover shady bunch, sleepover slumber party reunion, together alone, extravaganza. We have a piece of, what is this?
Is
a
this
note
intel?
From someone?
Someone wrote in, and I thought it was appropriate to put at this point in the show.
Do you have a thumb drive? What song are they going to do?
Rain on Me.
Okay, this is from Jeff. He says, hello, Alaska Willem and Big Dipper. Longtime friend of the pod. On. Meh. Longtime friend of the pod and lover of the Dolls. Since you gals are in the know, do you have any intel as to why there wasn't a library reading challenge in the current season of Drag Race? I have a theory that perhaps Sherry Pie won the reading mini challenge and it was cut from the show. Perhaps it was one of the episodes where no mini challenge aired. What are your thoughts, theories, and hypotheses?
That's very possible.
Girl, let me text my friends.
Are you going to text somebody right now?
Uh-huh.
I will
if you will.
Oh, yes. Do the texting.
Great. We're going to play the text game, the real life game.
I thought that was like a really plausible hypothesis. Because we commented a few different times about, wait, there was no mini challenge this week.
Well, Jackie would have won it.
The girls do a bit where they have fake drama. They get up, they yell at the camera, and Jan does her famous Heidi impression. I think Jan has to, maybe it's just because I like follow her very closely online, and I know her, but I feel like she's done a really good job following up her season, as far as like her online presence and like. She has bits that exist after the show is even after she's done on the show, you know, like this Heidi impression.
Wait, Jan does a Heidi impression?
Yeah.
Doesn't it kind of sound like.
Oh, wait, that was all fake when they start yelling?
Yeah.
Oh, it was good.
They're good actors. What can I say?
Well, good editing, too. I mean, it was all made in the edit when they started, like, going from 2 to 4 to 8. And then I was like, oh, at that point, I realized they were layering it. But I thought all the arguments were at least real. And they were just saying, look at these dumb bitches. Here's clip highlights.
At the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Fuck also you, fuck you as well, and also fuck you. We're gonna take a break, so fuck you.
So we're back with the segment where Vanessa Van G. Matteo.
Van Ness. That's the street she lives on.
That's where Van G lives on Van Ness. She's asking some quick fire questions. And she wants to know if Jackie is still partnered to that guy that she was dating on the show. And if not, does she want to fuck Van G? And the answer to that is still no, I think, right?
Yeah, Jackie is partnered up and not interested. Widow spit some sick bars.
Mm-hmm. Check her out on iTunes. Because
bitch, she might be.
Yes, bitch. Britta pokes fun at herself talking about New York City constantly, which is amazing because we love a self-referential queen.
Yes.
A girl that is aware. And we might have a salacious love rumor, or it could be true, that Gigi and Crystal might be dating.
Bitch, they are. How? Okay. Well, Crystal lives in fucking Missouri, and Gigi lives in Los Angeles. So I guess it's possible.
Mm-hmm. But they all know those Little Rock boys, so that's kind of like connects them, I guess, you know, the country thing.
And you know what? They're probably closer than Vanjie and Brooklyn Heights ever were in real life. So,
wow, producing.
I don't know. This is a non-existent romance, but it's still more realistic than Vanjie and Brooklyn.
A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance. They talk about Jackie.
I'm glad we can squeeze it for some more juice, even though there's nothing there. There's no berry.
Girl, we're squeezing this rind dry. Cliff and reunion episodes are always the hardest thing to talk about because it's just like, oh, look, and then they talk about this. Let's talk about them talking about talking.
What was the response to the dating question?
Vague.
They were cagey about it, right?
Vague and caged. How I like my erections.
Locked. Honey, are you locked?
I'm loaded.
I'm locked for every episode of the pod, just so everyone knows. Oh. See you at Folsom.
Chaste.
2025.
We love a chaste queen.
I'm tired of being pure and not chaste.
I want to be bad.
Like some of that level. I want to go to the devil. Okay, sorry. Okay, we have a show to do.
No, let's just do Eartha Kitt impersonations.
Mm. Yeah, just keep going.
I'm down for that. I found out why Eartha Kitt was Catwoman. Because the other Catwoman, not Lynn Merriweather, the
Julie
other one
Newmar?
Before that. No, there was, maybe her. I don't remember. But one of them didn't want to be Catwoman no more. I think she moved away and married somebody.
She said, and then fuck this.
Another girl hurt her back, and that's why Lynn Merriweather got it, or Lee Merriweather or something.
Lee Merriweather, yeah.
Maybe he was the Penguin, actually. I might be wrong. But yeah.
Welcome back to Bat Chaser, where we dissect every episode of Batman, starting from the very beginning.
Next up is Cesar Romero as the 1956 Joker.
Now, in this episode, Catwoman,
Adam West,
she starts by drinking milk out of a bowl on the floor.
Yeah, and this is not written from a fetishist male point of view at all. At all.
Okay, well,
did you see the part with Jackie and her mom? Where they were talking about all that and the letter was like really nice to hear that like her mom accepts her and that it was like a beautiful way to end the whole package before we start talking about outfits and who's actually going to win.
Yeah, I thought it was a very sweet moment. Everybody was fucking crying. I mean, it was a very touching moment.
No bottom lashes here.
No bottom lashes here. Mm-hmm.
So this top three is the next to-do to talk about. And Crystal, she was giving me Ebenezer Scrooge before the first ghost came. Is that what her look was with her candle prop?
That's what she was.
My favorite thing was when everybody told her to light her candle when she couldn't see something. That was the funniest. And she's been holding it the whole time, her poor arm.
Yeah, and that was a legit candlestick too.
Girl, right now I'm taking a master class. Oh, I need to give you that password. And I've been holding my phone up to the computer, and by the end of it, my arm hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gigi is thrilled to be part of the season. She's blown away by the talent of the season, as all of us are.
For sure.
Jada feels like she's showing that hard work pays off and your dreams can come true for you.
Girl, that is something a winner says.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now she's winning in the Twitter polls. I did notice that.
Ms. Jade?
Yeah, Jada. It's Jada Crystal. Like
Jada Essence Jolie.
Mm-hmm. Bouvier Onassis.
Mark.
Yeah, that's what I saw this morning anyway. But Rue asked the other girls who they're rooting for, and Aiden is Team Jada.
Mm-hmm.
Jan is Team Gigi. And Widow is Team Crystal.
Yes.
So is Courtney.
Well, the other girls, they don't show their opinions because then it becomes too long. They just wanted to get one of each for the edit, and I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, like remember when people had to like tweet their support for? Oh no, that's what it is. It's the episode where they had like Chanel and like the three girls talking about the girls from this season, and one of them was assigned to do a girl was that it?
I think so. And it was like, you know, she's hungry, she's ambitious.
I think she's definitely
gonna take it this year.
I mean, whoever was acting that was definitely
it Mariah?
Yes, it was, and it was such she had bullshit smeared across her face while she did it. Mariah Balenciaga.
She's a competitor.
Yeah, I remember that now. Fucking Mariah Balenciaga, deep friend of the pod. The shade. She has such deep shade. She's got a Mary Poppins bag full of shade, bitch.
Yes.
Just endless.
A
and
bag
ponytails.
Of holding. Yes. They obviously drew straws and she got the short straw. She's
obviously hungry.
She was in the competition and she still is in it. So she could really take it.
If she wants to do drag anymore, did you just see that she announced that she's she's scaling back on Fifi and she's becoming Jeremy more, and she's still going to go to conventions and like big, like large scale tours and stuff, but she won't be doing like club gigs and bar shows anymore, she said.
I don't see why not. I mean, I think if that makes sense for her, then of course. Drag is about fucking, I mean, it's about joy and expression, and if it's not bringing you joy to do it, then like by all means take a step back, reassess what it means to you and what you want from it. I support her completely in that.
Me too. And I mean, she's changed her name before and people still followed her, so it's gonna be fine.
She's a captivating person whether she's in drag or not, like, so you know, she's, I like her.
I'm waiting to see her do makeup on someone else too, because she's always so crazy talented with her own face. I think that skill can be applied elsewhere, and that could be a whole nother thing. A lot of these girls with their paints and their brushes, they're killing it. Did you see Manila's painting this week of her husband as the country landscape?
Yeah.
Girl, that
Manila's the best.
That was a country crock ad for sure.
Yeah.
Country cock ad, sorry. It was like rolling hills.
Country cock.
Cock.
That's what you said.
Yeah. I thought it was so talented. But enough about the old queens. These new queens have 5 songs to lip sync against. And these girls are going to lip sync from their own houses for the finale, which I...
5 lip syncs!
5. I don't know how they're going to have 5. How do you... Do you need to eliminate... Oh, it's 5 to choose from. They're not going to do 5.
I don't know. She made it sound like there were going to be 5 songs, like 5 performances.
I feel like, oh, really? I misread.
I don't know. That's like the vibe I got from when they were talking about it, but I honestly don't know. I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Yeah. I predict that Gigi's whatever kind of setup is going to be over the top, professional, amazing, gorgeous. Crystal's is probably like, I can't wait to see what Crystal does in her own environment. And I hope that Jada's is just a close up of her face because she's so fucking gorgeous.
Right.
And then maybe a split at the end.
She'll do one of those, they call her 6 performances, where it's just close up and just one
nails.
End of nails the whole song.
An emotion.
Worth it.
Girl.
Worth it.
Those
it works.
Nails. Living Quarantine Queen every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yes.
They have their own Instagram now. The Quarantine Queen pageant is happening and the finale is on June 1st, right after our show.
Our live. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to pop over to the page after. I'm a judge for the finale night.
So am I.
Oh my God. Well, won't see you there.
I will be judging harshly, just so you know.
And we know that I take judging very, very seriously too. So, I mean,
girl,
try not
to be on fucking ketamine, okay? Would you?
This is how rumors get started.
Don't fucking eat shrooms before you have to judge a prestigious pageant. That's all I ask.
Is a tea okay?
Well, I guess that's... It was an entertaining episode to watch. I was never taken out of the action by the fact that it was on Zoom.
No, it honestly like made a show that we've come to love and take for granted. It just gave it like a refresher because this was one of the best reunions I've seen in a long time, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't feel like staged and a lot of like dancing to take up time and like clip packages. It felt like all useful stuff that was relevant. it was a great episode. I'm not mad at it all at all. And I can't wait to talk about it with you on the live stream next week.
Yeah, me too.
Party girls.
Did either of you expect them or Rue to say something out loud about the disqualification of Sherry Pie?
No.
There was a line in the song, and that was enough.
What was it? I didn't...
It was, they were like, this is the story of 13 queens.
Oh,
and
well,
Jada
12.
Comes
you,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
Jada
funny.
Comes, well, actually 12. So I think that was
enough.
All you had to do. Don't bring down the energy of the moment. Mm-hmm. No disclaimer. Put it to bed. It's about these girls. It's about these fucking girls. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this week, Alaska, on Race Chaser. And we, as co-hosts, promise to continue to provide you with award-winning content and heavily nominated content every week.
Emmy, Queerty.
Stage it.
Pulitzer. I hear there's Pulitzer buzz. Your name is Willem. My name
I'm
Alaska. You can rate the podcast and comment about how amazing it is to your ears. You can subscribe to make sure you know when each new episode is coming out.
Ooh, and don't forget your tickets for next week's live stream. It's
yes,
racechasertickets.com.
Uh-huh.
And that's June 1st.
Yes, June 1st, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. New York time. This is the Race Chaser live stream. Go to racechasertickets.com right now. You have a chance to get some tickets for the season 12 finale podcast recording live. See what we do each week. You can sit in the front row. You can be inches from our face.
I'm going to shave my chest, which is the first time I've done it since March.
Yikes.
I know,
it'll clog the drain.
I just want
ticket
them to feel
sales.
Me.
Ticket sales you can feel good about because they are benefiting Project Q here in Los Angeles. So check it out, racechasertickets.com.
And follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser podcast Instagram is racechaserpod. And use that hashtag racechaser when you post.
Yes, and you can send us a DM or an email at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. We also have bonus content available, patreon.com/Willem. We just uploaded a new video. We filmed it back in February. It was us playing the game Guess Rue.
It's so fun. It's 15 minutes of drag queens being shady.
So fun.
Shady,
honestly.
Bitch.
So just use the hashtag racechaser, and you can watch the videos for $1 each.
Yes. Did you get a response to your text that you sent out?
Oh, bitch. Let me check.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
This is
Okay. So
you tell me yours.
Okay. So I'll tell you mine. She said, the person said, I have no idea. Maybe ask.
Redacted.
Maybe ask a name, which I don't know. I don't know. But if someone doesn't know if that person won. I think they won. And if not, let's just say it. Because, you know.
Well,
powerful
I
podcast.
Heard.
Did you get a response?
My source says that they don't know who won. If anyone did. And the buzz on the street is that it was just, it wasn't very good. And so they cut it.
Oh, wow.
Which, I mean, but there's so many funny girls who had so many, like, funny moments. I don't know. I don't know. I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that RuPaul has said that this top six is one of the most talented top six that she's ever had. And she's laughing at all of their zingers in the reading section here. I fail to believe that there weren't also amazing zingers in... From five girls from New York who all know each other.
Five
girl.
New York girls! Yeah.
Girl, that is not what New York expects. I think there is some tomfoolery and possibly some Tina foolery.
Yeah. Well, you know, send us your conjecture and speculation and, you know, maybe we'll disseminate it across the world. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaskan Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Your agent is on the phone. He just has to speak with you.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.